The National Archives podcast series, an introduction to the third tranche of colonial administration records, presented by Daniel Guilfoyle.
Today, the 28th of September 2012, the National Archives is releasing to the public the third tranche of the migrated archive of the former Colonial Office. The migrated archive consists of files maintained by colonial governments which were sent to the Colonial Office in London during the period immediately prior to independence. The third tranche includes material which was originally held in Bahamas, Cyprus, Jamaica, Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, and Malta. In total, the third tranche of the migrated archive consists of approximately 1,800 files divided unevenly between these five former colonies. Overall, the files date from the 1890s through to the 1960s. Much of the material complements files already held by the National Archives in the relevant series of original correspondence. In this regard, there is overlap in terms of the subjects covered, and there is some duplication of individual documents. Apart from the case of Ceylon, the files have been given brief titles indicating the subject matter. These have been included in the National Archives online catalogue, and they enable the identification of files on the catalogue by keyword searching and browsing. The National Archives has also provided online guides which group the files in subject areas following the non-standard registration systems used by the colonial governments. The Bahamas release consists of only 10 files, mostly dating from the early 1970s. Other files have already been released in a second tranche. This release includes material on the draft constitution, United States bases, and the transfer of land for this purpose. Some 85 files relating to Ceylon have been released, dating from 1892 to 1948. They supplement material already released in the second tranche. The files for Ceylon do not have individual descriptive titles and are merely labelled as dispatches, arranged by type of dispatch, originator, and date. This means that documents relating to particular topics can only be identified by examining the files themselves. The National Archives has, however, produced a short guide to these records, which is available online. A number of the dispatches are arranged under the title Salisbury Constitution, which led to Sri Lanka's independence in 1948. Many of these documents relate to arrangements for independence and date from October 1947 to March 1948. Other topics include aspects of defence and security, emergency powers, trade and shipping, statistics, and honours and awards, among many others. There are some notable files on the communal riots between Sinhalese and Muslims in 1915, including reports of a commission of inquiry, reports by officials, and material on the imposition of martial law. For further details, please see the online guide, which can be accessed from this webpage. The Cyprus release continues the series of files which were released in the first and second tranches. Some 370 files in this release date mostly from the 1940s and 1950s. A number of files deal with the imposition of emergency measures during the Second World War. Others concern political developments, including reports of British commissioners across Cyprus and the developments of Enosis politics, the politics of the Greek Cypriot movement to incorporate Cyprus into Greece. Some 20 files concern the detention of individuals under the emergency regulations. There are also reports on meetings with community leaders, including Archbishop Makarios. Other files concern the imposition of collective punishment and the fines imposed on towns and villages. Security and intelligence files include reports on some notable cases. The Jamaica material consists of approximately 300 files dating from the late 1920s to 1962, when Jamaica left the Federation of the West Indies to become an independent state within the Commonwealth. The bulk of the early material consists of correspondence and draft chapters of the Jamaica Defence Scheme. These schemes were submitted to the Overseas Defence Committee by individual colonies and laid out plans for action to be taken in the event of the outbreak of war. They include plans for dealing with civil insurrections. Much of the remaining material originates from the period between 1958 and 1962, when Jamaica was part of the Federation of the West Indies. A number of files deal with relations with other islands within the Federation. There is also some material on Cuban activities in the Caribbean in the period immediately after Castro's seizure of power and defense considerations engendered by this, including cooperation with the United States. There are a small number of substantial files on mechanization in the sugar industry and resultant labor problems, including background material for a white paper. There is also a short series of files on immigration to the United Kingdom and perceptions of the Commonwealth Immigration Bill of 1961. The Malta material consists of approximately 1,000 files. The bulk of these dates from the interwar period, particularly from the late 1920s and early 1930s. A substantial number of files deal with constitutional matters and particularly with the constitutional crisis which led to the suspension of the Maltese constitution in the early 1930s. Subjects covered include negotiations between the British government and the Vatican following the intervention of the Catholic Church before the putative elections of 1931. A series of files relate to the court-martial of the nationalist politician Dr. Enrico Mizzi in 1917. A large number of files deal with honours and awards. Some of the files' titles include named individuals.
This podcast was recorded on the 25th of September 2012 at the National Archives, Kew.